Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. The entire half hour today is going to be strictly about music, and not just any kind of music. We're going to be talking about music that motivates and also that gets you into the mindset to live the life that you were meant to live. I know on this program a lot we talk about those individuals who have inspired me, and there is one individual that for the past few years, her music has been one of those CDs that I keep going to time and again. I'm talking about Lizette Michaels Boatman. Her CD, Pressing Forward to the High Calling, is really a powerful mix, not only of praise, but also, I think, of helping us to understand our worth when it comes to God. Lizette is making her first appearance here on Conversations Live this afternoon to talk to us about her own journey, what it's been like to be able to impact people through her music, but also in the work that she's doing with fitness as well. Lizette, welcome to Conversations.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Cyrus.
Well, definitely great to finally be able to speak with you here, Lizette. Glad to have you on the show. And really at a time that I think you're covering a lot of things that people need to not only hear about, but also to be motivated about. And that is, of course, their spiritual life, but also making sure that they're living their best life each and every day when it comes to fitness as well. Your life has really, I think, been a journey that many people can relate to, Lizette. I want to begin with the introduction of music in your life. When did you first realize or understand the gift that you have been given to be able not only to sing, but to share important messages through your music?
Well, I guess I started, well, when I realized, okay, because other people realized before I did, I think, but but when I realized, I must have been maybe about 21 or 22 years old. I had just graduated from college. Before that time, I had won some pageants, singing and pageants. I won Miss Michigan, Miss Teenage Michigan, and I sang to win those titles. And so, you know, people kept telling me to sing, and I sang with some popular jazz bands in Detroit before I came to New York. And then when I got to New York, I got signed on to BMG. I mean, I got signed on, first of all, to Warner Brothers, started with Will Downing, and I was doing R&B music at first. Did you know that, Cyrus?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was doing R&B music at first. Yeah, so when I first moved to New York, I was, I was signed to BMG. I was signed to Warner Brothers. I was signed to Republic UK, EMI, all those different labels.
Wow.
And then later on, after I got tired of doing R&B music and dance music. we went to the top of the charts, too, as a matter of fact, though. We were like number 10 and number 13 on the Billboard charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I did some, off-Broadway and all that sort of thing. But after that, I finally realized that, I needed something else. I needed the Lord. I needed something. Something was missing from my life. And when I joined Christian Cultural Center in New York and, got, a really great teaching of what, the Lord was all about. That's, I didn't want to sing any more, any other music except music that glorified God.
Wow. Well, you know what? I didn't know that, of course, about your life before gospel music, Lizette. But I have to say, anyone that listens to Pressing Forward to the High Calling, the first thing you think about when the CD first starts, when the single deep, this is more than just gospel music. And I think, do you think, Lizette, and I think that this is maybe a good question, a good time to ask this. When people hear gospel music, when people hear that, and we normally say on this program inspirational music, but when do you find that there's a barrier that they automatically put up when they hear gospel because they're thinking, okay, I'm going to be preached to? Because I don't get that feeling from your music. Have you felt that way, that your music breaks down some of those stereotypes some people may have about gospel music?
Yes, I do believe that, because when I first got saved, traditional gospel music I wasn't into at the time, because I was like, okay, if I'm learning about God, he's the ultimate creator of all the heaven and the earth, and he's the ultimate creator, period, and he uses us, then we should be able to do things different than the same old, traditional, over and over and over again. I mean, now I love all gospel music, but that was the place that I was when I first got saved.
Right.
And so when I, and because I was a writer already, I had already had a good 10 years in the music business of writing and, you know, and from the different labels and stuff. That's all that I did. And so I was like, when I, you know, wanted to write for the Lord and when I was inspired to write, it was like, okay, well, to me, this is gospel music because this is funky. I'm praising God in my words. You know, I'm worshiping him, right? So, you know, so when Kirk Franklin came out and everybody was all upset with Kirk Franklin, I was like, now that's gospel music.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that is what, that's what a lot of people probably would say as well. And I think for me, what it is music that reaches you where you are. I think for some people, when they hear gospel, they think of music that they cannot relate to, that they don't feel like speaks to them. But your music, I think, speaks to people no matter where they may be, and that's one of the great draws about it. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Lizette Michaels-Boatman. Her CD, Pressing Forward to the High Calling, is one of those CDs for the past few years that I have really gone to, really for inspiration, but also to help me get me in the place for worship. And that's one of the great things about this CD, Lizette. Before we get into the first selection, that's one of my favorites, and that is Breathe. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to hear from people like myself, what this CD has actually done for them in their own lives.
Well, it really blesses me, because I know that because Breathe was written by Marie Barnett, and there's been some other artists that have done Breathe. But when we did it, we thought that we were doing it in a very original way, that was before, when I did this, a lot of artists weren't doing extended worship on their CDs. I mean, you might find it a little bit more now. But, we just wanted to worship God because he is the air that we breathe. In Genesis, it says he breathed the breath of life in us and we became a living soul. So when we breathe in, and everybody, all the listeners, everybody breathe in. Yes, that's God, so. And just knowing that, the revelation of that just made me just want to just be the house that he lives in and to just worship him. And so,
right.
So when other people tell me, oh, my God, Breathe, I love it. Like my clients, I play it in my gym right now. That's our cool down song. And when I change the different songs, they'll say, okay, let me give their ears a break. They're like, no, we want to hear Breathe. So people are right. People are in love with Breathe, and the way that we worshiped and everything about it, it just holds them still. They don't even want to leave the room when they hear it. And so, like, when I know that my clients are in the cool down and it's in the stretch, time, we stretch, and then I just leave the room and let them finish, worshiping.
Yeah. And for those who have not heard it, you're about to get your opportunity. Here is Lizette Michaels-Boatman, from her album, Pressing Forward to the High Calling, her single, Breathe. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
When we breathe in, hallelujah.
The High Call, and the name of the song is Breathe. Really powerful. And I tell you, Lizette, every time I hear that song, it takes you into this place, which is not for our listeners that listen to us on the radio. I definitely don't recommend you listen to it driving, because I think it just makes you want to close your eyes and go to that place of worship. As you alluded to, Lizette, for you, you know, you are busy with music, but also fitness is another area that you have been very active in as well, in promoting a healthier life. How did you get into that avenue?
Well, actually, that was kind of my transition in between secular music and coming into gospel music, is that, okay, well, when I wanted to take a break from it for a while, you know, I said, okay, well, what else can I do? Because I got to make money.
Right.
You know, so anyway, when I lived in New York, right down the street from me was, you know, a health club. And I always had a personal trainer, and I was always a dancer and an artist and that sort of thing. So fitness was like pretty much my life then, but I just didn't have the skills in terms of the studies for it. And so I met a trainer who was a master trainer, and he said, okay, well, you know, I'll teach you. He taught me everything, told me the certifications that I should get, and then I just learned and continued. I mean, I have almost every certification there is right now, but it became so important to me after a while, because the Lord was dealing with me in terms of music and fitness, and the Lord revealed to me that those two areas were my ministry. So actually, when you see my television show, and I have a television show called Working Out with Lizette, it was on Word Network and on WADL, Word Network nationally and WADL locally. Now it's on Impact Network, which is a new African-American, the first black-owned television station on Impact Network. And so it's on every Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. But that television show plays my songs. I play my songs. I work out to my songs. I work out to Deep and Depressed, and then in the end, you'll hear Breathe in the end.
Wow. Well, you know, I think I want my producer to go ahead and get Peace Beyond Understanding ready, but I think, again, the great thing about this CD is that you're able to bring in the scriptures, but you bring them to life. So that, as I said when I began this conversation, is that it reaches people where they are. How important is that for you? I mean, to not only remain relevant in what you do, but make sure that your message is relevant to what people are going through right now.
Well, that's extremely important, because that's how God pulled me in to the ministry and into basically knowing him, period, is that, you know, like I was saying initially about, you know, the traditional gospel music, that wasn't really hitting home with me, and I'm not sure if I would have got to know God initially that way, you know. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I love, love, love all music that glorifies God. I'm into it. But it's very important to get, like, the kids right now are really on fire for the Lord, but the style of music that they listen to is not really a traditional gospel style of music. And, you know, and God, you know, music is all God. All the music is God, because that God was, you know, there was Michael, who is the musician, you know, and God loves music. He says to worship him with the Timberland dance and all, you know, and string instruments, organs, to, you know, to worship God, you know, with our music. Now, the words are the things that can change, you know, whether it's glorifying God or glorifying, you know, what isn't of God.
Right.
So it's very important for the style of music to, you know, to capture. I mean, the only way that people are really basically going to get, you know, get to know God, I'm just saying basic, because God can do all kinds of things, is that kind of way. And I know that that's the reason, way that I got captured, is that I was in a ministry that opened up into different styles of music. And my heart was already open to different styles of music because I was a musician. So I know that in order to capture everyone, because God's word, God wants to touch us all. You know, God wants to us all to come to him, and for us all to be ministers for the Lord, and to be a ministry, and to be able to minister to somebody else. So wherever we are, you know, whether, you know, white, you know, a lot of white people love country music. A lot of black people aren't into country music. But there's Christian country music, there's Christian rock, there's Christian R&B, there's Christian, every type of music should be a Christian style of music. The words should glorify God. That's how I feel.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Again, we're speaking to Lizette Michaels-Boatman. She is the creator or the voice of pressing forward to the high calling. But the message that you get from it, to me, exemplifies God's love. Very powerful CD. We're going to tell you how you can not only get your own CD, but how you can stay in contact with Lizette here in a moment. The other single we heard, Breathe, already on this program, the other single that really, you know, really makes me smile and get into that mood of being able to say, I can thank God in spite of, is the single Peace Beyond Understanding. I'm curious, before we listen to it, Lizette, when you hear that song, what does it, where does it take you, what do you feel, and what do you hope listeners take away from it?
Well, actually, I wrote that song, I was married, and me and my husband got divorced. And I just thought it was the worst thing, because I was saying to myself, now I'm writing for the Lord and I'm in ministry. How am I supposed to be able to minister to these people? And I can't keep my family together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so without getting into anything deep or anything, but, you know, we were divorced, and I was, you know, and so the Lord gave me a peace and going through that beyond understanding, even though I was divorced. I mean, I'm not good with breakups or anything like that. But
yeah,
the Lord allowed me, and I said, God, I want to write a worship song for you. I want to worship you. I said, I write praise songs. I've never written a worship song. And I just sat on the couch, and the Lord gave me the song right then. Peace beyond understanding. Peace beyond understanding. And there, from there, that and when I recorded in the studio, it impacted me so strong. I felt the love of God so strong on me that
yeah,
I had to sing the song and run to the couch and fall out and come back and sing the song again and run to the couch. The musician, I mean, the engineer, he wasn't Christian. He thought I was crazy. The rest of the musicians and everybody around me, they were. But the engineer was looking at me like, wow.
Yeah.
Because the love of God was so strong.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I feel, the love. And I think for all of our listeners, regardless of what you're going through, where you are, I think the great thing about this, and we really try to share this, is you don't have to stay there, and you have a way out. And I think it's exemplified in this song. Here is Lizette Michaels with Peace Beyond Understanding. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
We worship you, we worship you, we worship you.
Lisette Michaels with Peace Beyond Understanding from her album, I'm Pressing Forward to the High Calling. Oh, that's what we've been talking about all this half hour. It's so been so great, Lisette, to have you on with us, not only to talk about this ministry for you, but also to share with the music. But our listeners can still share the music as well. We know your website is lisettelife.com. But how can our listeners get their copy of the CD and also enjoy the music as well?
Oh, well, they can go online and buy the CD at www.lisettelife.com. It's also on CD Baby. You can also get it on a lot of different sites. I don't really know where they all are now, but they're out there everywhere. You can get it. You can just go to Barnes & Noble and, different other sites. I can't remember all the sites now, but definitely if you go to my site, you go to CD Baby, and it's online all over the place, really.
Yeah, so LisetteLife.com is where you can find it. Lisette is also active on Facebook as well. You can find her there as well. Lisette, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon with us. As we've been able to enjoy some of my favorite selections from the CD and introduce it to some of our listeners as well, we hope you'll come back. Look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey,
looking
no
forward
problem.
As well. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you for inviting
me. No problem, Lisette. Thank you so much for coming on. And for our listeners, if you missed any part of my conversation with Lisette, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air. You can do it by going to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you'll find the link already active on both of my sites. Just go to facebook.com/caweb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. Or you can find me on Twitter at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. You can find the link there. Listen to the entire interview and even download it to your computer or to a disc and share it with a friend as well. But make sure you visit LisetteLife.com, and as she said, it's LisetteLife.com is where you can go to find out more information about Lisette. That's going to do it for us until my primetime show for our radio listeners at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, that's 5 p.m. Pacific time. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.